Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Well, we had a terrific conversation with MBTA General Manager Beverly Scott on Monday, and she spoke with us about her vision for the embattled public transportation network.
I obviously have to fix what we have. So I tell people we're always only as good as our last rush hour, and so making sure that absolutely the quality of the service that we put out on a day-to-day basis is the best that it can be. And I tell you the honest to God's truth, that focus in terms of transportation excellence is critical.
Listeners, your comments and questions poured in, and Dr. Scott promised to respond. Well, she delivered. Here are a couple of her answers to your questions.
Baylor Bennett has this question. What will Beverly Scott do to keep the partnership of the MBTA and bicycles strong?
And here's what Dr. Scott says. We have made it easier to bring bikes on the blue line during rush hour by allowing bikes for an extra hour in both the morning and afternoon. Plus, over 95% of the MBTA's bus fleet is now equipped with bike racks, each capable of holding two bicycles.
John asks, why not save money by closing half the Green Line stops? If you can see the next stop, they are too close.
To which Beverly Scott responded, there are probably 4 to 8 stops that we could consider consolidating, which would have a net positive benefit to our customers. There are no immediate plans in the works, but this is something we can look into.
There are more answers from Beverly Scott on our website, radioboston.org. And if you've got other questions for the MBTA chief, you can email her directly, bscott@mbta.com.